shall buy love. Or if a care, Isra shall love. Vinisha labal. Mao kin pes kin rutami. Oi, look. Rashi. Shalom and Isha, Parshan et Simbalug. Nichshalei Bailam Lachash. Isha Shalom is Lachash with Karkam Balug. Nishla Bailam, a Baal, and Lachash Hatzmai. Alright, so Rashi did. Meaning, Shalom and Isha obviously wasn't part of Nichsa Melug, then it's irrelevant that the Baal was Nishal, and vice versa, Isha Shala, if she borrowed it for her own purposes, then the fact that Baal was Nishal again is irrelevant. So it has to be, it was Isha Shala, Lachash Karkam Melug. She's being shoyl lachrish karka malug meila betzim. It's a she'ela for both of them. It means the baal is considered the shoyl over here. The baal is considered the shoyl over here. And meila. Then we have a she'ela l'gabe. And then the Baal was nishal to the Baal. Is that called Baal Vima or not? But this Nakud, when she's borrowing it for Nichsim Lug, the Baal considered a Shoyal. Right? So, is he didn't borrow it. Why is he considered? Is he Chayiv? She borrowed a cow. She borrowed good, she borrowed to use for Nichsim Lug, which negate, which will benefit him. Yeah? Is he chayiv nayin? Is he part of the chiyuv over here? Is he considered a shoyl over here? Huh? Sounds again. Is he also chayiv? He's chayiv. Shloim Ritzayna. You come a shloim Ritzayna. Why not? Why yet? If I wasn't chayiv myself, so good. My wife borrowed. So why am I responsible for what my wife does? It's her problem. Why am I responsible for my thoughts?
Well, everybody says you gave a shus here.
What?
Everybody says you gave a shus.
Wait. They're not talking about this. They're talking about Shalom and Isha. I'm talking about Isha Shashala. Isha Shashala doesn't need her husband's shus to borrow something. The only thing you could say, just like by Shal, Mina Isha, it could be talking about with the rishus of the husband. So maybe Isha Shal is also talking about that he was maskim and male he's a shayl. He might say that. That's what I was leading up to. But it's not the fact that Rishayim talking about that Shala mina Isha, you need his rishus because she can't lend it out. Right? She can't lend it out. But that's why you need his rishus. Otherwise, it's not a shayl of a klal. But the other way, when she borrows it from Nichsim Malug, do we say, Gabi Bol of Imoy, that he could be considered a Shoyal? Now, the question is, first of all, is he Chayiv? Okay? If he didn't give the Goya, he wasn't Machayiv himself, is he Chayiv? Is he Chayiv because it was borrowed for him, or I'm thinking maybe even if he's not chayiv, maybe because he wasn't chayiv himself, but maybe he's still considered a shayil. Besayv, it's being used for nixim look. So mitzias of a shayil, maybe he'll be anyway. So then that's what I'm thinking. Lagabe bol of imoy. It's shaykh to say that even though maybe he's talking not chayiv because he was never chayiv himself in einsin on this shayla. But since Sefer Sefer is being borrowed for Nichsim Lug, which is he has a comparison, so maybe that's enough that he's considered a shoyul legabe that if it was nishal loy, depending on comparison, can go for whatever that will be considered a shel violent. Maybe
if he's not chayav, who would be chayav?
She barred it. She barred it.
It's enough for him to get the patura of the Bible.
That's what I'm clarifying. Okay, I'm thinking out loud. Maybe that would be enough. It would be a very big chiddush to say that. To say that the Baal Avimah is enough, that his Baal Avimah doesn't have to be to the one who's chayiv as a shoyl. Yeah, maybe Baal Avimah is enough to the one who's chesed chesed. It has a shem shoyl. It's a shoyl because it's being used for him, and maybe that's enough to get Baal Avimah. Do you see what I mean? Huh? Chiddush, huh? No, I say it, but it might not be mufka. No, we discussed in the morning. Like, well, how's her bar get machayev of him? Right. What?
I was thinking,
so you're mocking that you shouldn't get trashed like a kid. I get it, okay. But so let's wait. Let's wait till we see what you guys say. Now, if you already mentioned the Shaila by Shalom and Isha, that is it, who's the one that's doing it over here? So let's see Taisus already. Shalom and Isha Tema, the Makayach, Yesh Lisha, Lahashal, Benichsim, Malug. Shapers the Baal, the Baal, Yesh the Kayak Lahash of Blair Shusa. The Ani Khoi Lahash of Klau. I might knock at Shalom Isha. So the Gemara said, Shalom and Isha, and the Rashi said, the power of the Nechzeh Malok. So the question is, the Gemara seems to be saying that he just went over to her and stole from her. And that's it. The question is, what right does she have to be Mashal, the power of Nechzeh Malok? Right, the Baal is the one that has the Kinyan Paris. He's the one that has the right to use it. Right? King Paris doesn't just mean the Vladas and the Gizas. King Paris is the usage of the animal that's also Paris. So Mela, how could she lend out the part of the with the Baal has the King Paris? So that's Taisa's Kash. And Taisa adds the Kanage, will the Baal Yesh Lekarach Lahash and Belayra Shusa. What does Taisa want with that? What does Taisa want with Baal? First, he asks that how could you borrow from the Isha? She has no right to do it. Right? So, what does he like? So, he says, "Ulubal yesh lekarech lahashu b'loy
rishusa." So, what's really happening here is Baal lent
it. One second. So, what is Taisa adding with that? So, the Maram has a funny pshat. The first pshat, at least. The second pshat, l'chayr, is not so funny. But. The Maram, he learns in Taisa in the first Pshat, Pirish. In other words, Taisa is asking, why is the case? Shalom and Isha, and then we have the Shaila. What happened? What role does the Baal play over here? Why don't we should ask the Shaila by Shalom and Ish? Why? Because she can lend it out, and he could. It's like, why are we talking about her and not him? And that Taisa answers, the Gamma Baal ain't Lirishus Lahash. What's his Teretz? First Teretz? Yesh Laima, Dani Baal Yachal, Hash, Laim Milka Paris, Nixim Lug, Lirishus, the Gamma Rav, Mishun Shanafel, Mishun Rafka Beisa. Just like the husband can't sell the Paris, because the Khan of Paris, if the husband gets the Paris, part of the idea of the Khan was that there should be more food in the house. The husband gets the Paris, so she also benefits it. Sometimes the husband gets the Paris, he can do what he wants with it. Go sell it and go gamble. Right? The point is that there should be more stuff for the house, for the household. Yeah? So Melvin also, he can't sell it, he can't loan it out without her. So therefore what? Says the Maram. So therefore, they're both equal. They both can't do without the other one. So they're both doing Shalaikadin. So we hop on her doing it. There's no Mila in hopping on him doing it. But either way, it's Shalaikadin. And Mela, either way, it's Shalaikadin. And Mela, there's no difference whether she lands it out or he lands it out. That comes out from the Ram, and this is the first shot, that he's learning the sugya is that she lent it out without the husband's rishus. Right? She lent it out without the husband's rishus. And still, there's a sugya here of Shayla Labayla. Right? The sugya of Shayla Labayla. Now, the chayra, it's a shtickle pala. Because Mechtesi, if she has no right to lend it out, or according to Ram, if he has the right to lend it out, he lends it out without her rishus, then the chayra, it's not a shayla, it's nothing, it's not ganeva. It's not ganeva. What kind of shayla is this? Why is that shayla? Hagam, that the taste is writ over here. He has like a huge arichus. Maybe we'll get to it someday. But all at the end, last two lines, he says, forget about all the cheshbonos, just bottom line, he does say, Elevada, gan sheshila, shalom midas habal. He learns the case of taka shalom midas habal, umifnei shaguf shala, have a bailim. And since, safe to serve, the guf is hers, she has a right to lend it out, says Taisus Rit. Ve'ilu nishala, he imapara, have a shayla b'bailam, get the precious. Let's say she was nishal in the para, we'll be considered shayla b'bailam. We'll get back to that also mid the sham. Vashta nishal ima, the nishal ima b'baila, come b'baila, they can't pass, can't go b'bailam, you're not. Like upon him, he learns that she could do it, shalayim in asabah. But not shalayim in din. No, the Maram's learning that the Gemara is talking about Shleim and Nasa Baal, and it's Shleim Gedin. That Lechari makes no sense. And what kind of Shail is that? Stam Geneva. Hezrid says, one second, since he has a Kinyan Aguf, since she has a Kinyan Aguf, she has the right to lend it out. Which is a huge Chiddush, Batsim, because the Baal is Kinyan Peres, so what right does she have to lend it out, and Shter is Kinyan Peres? But the if you look at the guy's Ashri from the Arzurua, he also holds like that. He also learns our Gemara is talking about that it's shaloi b'shus isha shashala. It's talking about shashala mina isha is talking about shaloi b'shus baal. When the Maram wants to learn Taisus, we'll see Taisus. You don't learn that way in Taisus, but at least there is such a shita. Says the guys Ashri from Shem Taisus, the Arzurua. He says Mekan. Yeshli Mekan Lumar Sheishi Chayil LaHashal Parah Shel Nichsei Malug Shloim Das Baila The Iba Ina Das Baila. Imkain havelay shalom and ashutfin. V'nish loylechem mehem. Niboy li leil. So the guy's Ashri, very interesting raya. The guy's Ashri says, from our sugya, we see that a woman could loan it out. Right? And l'chari the hezber is like Tesrit says, because she has a kinyan aguf. She can lend it out. Right? But what's his raya from the sugya? Because he says, and this has to do with the Rishonim about how these two sugyas connect. We just had a sugya before about Shutfin. Now we have a sugya of Ish V'Isha. How does that connect? are these two independent sugyas? Ish V'Isha doesn't do with the Shutfin? Or does it do with Shutfin? We'll have to see Rishonim on that. But that guy's Ashri is using that. He says, if she needs his Rishos, right? Then it's going to be a gather of shutfis, he says. And then that's what the sugi before. It's a trial of sugi before whether the shale of bailim doesn't help shale of bailim by shutfis to one of them, right? You need kukula shale of bina, right? Maybe it doesn't help. You need kukula shale of bina, right? So Zabta guys actually very interesting. He says, in our Gemara, Al Karchach, she has a right to loan it out by herself, because otherwise it will be a Shaila of Shutfis. Which is fascinating, because, in other words, the Etzef, if she can lend it out by herself, then that's already takes it out of the Shutfis problem. Like this, when we learn our Sugya, right? And there's a Shaila here about Shutfis, yeah? So, what's the Shutfis over here? Right? The Shutfis is because he has a king pair, she has a king yagov. That good, that might be told king pair, king yagov, not king yagov, but there's a Shutfis here because he has a king pair, she has a king yagov. That's a Shutfis. Says the guy's Ashri, he has Menachem. No. Says the guy's Ashri. So here, Tarti Mashma. Says that guy is Ashri. Yeah? That if Lu Yitzur, she could be mashalit by herself. Right? Because that's the fact that she has a Kenya Guf. That gives her a schus to loan it out, even though it's going to stare his Kenya Paris. if she's the mashal, it's not, I think he's saying, if she's the mashal, then it's already not called Shutfis. No, I think he's saying the shutfis is in the hashalah. If you need both of them, both of theirs rishus to do it, yeah, we need both of theirs permission. He can't do it without her. She can't do it without him, right? So then, b'etzem, who's the mashal over here? Who's being mashalit? Both of them. So then it's a problem. Then it's Shutfis. Then it's Shutfis. But if she could do it herself, then it's not the sugi before of Shutfis, says the guy Ashri. Why? Because she's the Gans of Aldova. She's the Mashil. He seems to be saying that the Shail of Babylon over here, you know, Lagabi being Kaveya, who's the Shail? Lagabi Shail of Babylon. Yeah? Who's the shayol? It seems that the guy's actually saying that who's the shayol is totally who loaned it out, not who owns it. Right? In our sugya, we're trying to figure out what's the gather of bailin, what's the gather of shayol, right? And the guy's actually, it comes out very interesting, fascinating, yeah? That if we're being done, who's the shayol over here? Linyan shayol of a bailin? It's totally who's the one that's being mashal. Sorry, Lagabe, I'm sorry. Lagabe. No. Lagabe, who's the bailin? Yeah, who's the mashal over here? Lagabe. No, I'm sorry, Shalmina Isha. No. Shalmina Isha. Yeah, Shalmina Isha. Who's the mashal? Right? Lagabe, who's the mashal over here? Lagabe. Yeah, like Shalom and Ashutfin, like Siv Shalom and Ashutfin. Who's the Mashil? Who's the Mashil? Second, the sugi before, do you need Kulei Mashil, Kulei Bailam or not? Lagabe, I'm sorry, Lagabe, who's the Bailam over here? Yeah? Lagabe, whether it's called Shutfis over here or not. Whether there's a double bailam there or not, Lagabe the sugi before of Shutfim, with the kulei bailam, is the kulei bailam or not? Yeah, Lagabe that shaila, Lagabe the shaila, whether it's kulei bailam or not, that's totally who's the mashal. Shteitin the guy's ashim. Not who's objective, who is the bailam. Lagabe the sugi before, that you need kulei bailam. Yeah, for shaila bailam. Yeah. By Shutfist. Look at me that. What's called Kulei Bailam? That's totally who the Mashal is. He said.
The Rishama would make a difference.
What?
The Rishama would make a difference. Because it doesn't matter if you're Chayav. It doesn't matter if each one's Chayav. Everything. It doesn't go by Bailam. It doesn't go by how much you're Chayav. It goes by the fact that you did it together.
Excellent point. So So if you what I'm saying goes actually, excellent point. The whole shayla of shayim is not going to apply, maybe. The whole shayla, the whole deal with the shayla might apply. So, Agapanim, so again, we have a Tesrid and we have a Goyis Ashri. Both of them say that the case of the Gemara, Pasha, simple chat in the Gemara. Yeah? Shalom and Isha, what's the case? So they say it's talking about Ushleim Ratz in the Baal. Okay? She does it on her own. That's a huge chiddush, that she has a kayak to loan it out, even though the husband is losing the independence. Now, the Maram.
Why did the Gemara ask this before about thy shutfin? Can your shutfin and that bema? Can one shutfin alone without the other? You have to have permission from both of them. Yeah.
There it says shol. The case of the Gemara said shol min shutfin. So right. That's the case of the Gemara. So the Rishayim don't have to talk about it.
Yeah,
okay. But Pashtus by regular Shutvim, for sure you need permission of both of them.
You sure?
Of course you do.
Okay.
By Shutvim, I would say Pasha you need to do both of them. That's why the Gemara Taka says Shutvim. The Holy Shaila starts over here, but here we have a funny case. Can you go to Paris? It's a different type of Shutvim over here. That's why it's getting all complicated over here. We got me who's the Bailam, who's Rishusti. It's very common. It's a very strange case over here. Now, and Marama comes out the way he's learning, right? It's even Shalai Kedin, right? Shalai Rishus. Which makes no sense, l'chay. And therefore, l'chay, the Pasha Pshat is, it is what Yonah was saying before, is the second Pshat of the Maram. The Pasha Pshat in Taisus is, yeah, let's read Taisus again. Heima, the Makai Chesh Lish Lahashim Lichsim Elul, Shaper is Labal. It says, read the Gemara Kipchut, Beshom and Isha, she just gave you permission without consulting with the Baal. That makes no sense. Now, Ulabal, yet so here the Chayyot is saying, I maybe you want to say, like all the Rishayim speak out, the Vosvadim speak out, all the Rishayim that's talking about that you did get Rishus from the Baal, you got Rishus from the Baal, right? You got Rishus from the Baal, that's what the Gemara is talking about. So the Chayyot says, one second. Ulabal, yesh le Chayyot lahasha belay Rishusa, v'yeni Chayyot lahasha klal. Haray, Al Karchach must be talking about that you got permission from the Baal. If somebody got permission from the Baal, then why do we care about her permission? Why do we need? Let it just say Shalom min Baal, because her permission is irrelevant. Aleph, we don't need her permission, and second, and her permission doesn't know anything. Her permission by itself is zero, and together with the Baal, we don't need her permission. If you have the Baal, you don't need her. So, and Al Karcha, we're talking about that you have permission from the Baal because her permission is not enough. So there is permission from the Baal. So then why do we need her Bacham? Let it just say the Baal, because the Baal's here. Anyway, you gave permission from the Baal. So why are we talking about her? What's her role over here? And that takes the answer. No. You're right. We're talking getting it permission from the Baal. But. We need her permission also. So that's a Shalom and Isha, meaning that you got her permission besides the Baal's permission. That's the first Teretz. Second Teretz says, Inami Hachkama, Shalom and Ish, Nichse Malug, Shehen Shal Isha, Mao. The Enech Nami doesn't mean Lav Dafka. When it says Shalom and Isha, it doesn't mean you borrowed from the Isha. Doesn't mean that. You borrow from the husband doesn't need her. You borrow from the husband. Why is that Shalom and Isha? It means you borrow from the husband the nichsei malug of the Isha. A bit awkward, but that's the Taisvah of the Gemara. So, as the Mashal speaks out, there's an afkamin, two truths of the Taisvah, what's the din? Can the Baal loan it out without, does the Baal need the Isha's permission or not? And I guess. I tell you about a rabbi from Rabbach Beis. So you have to say that's only got to be the Paris itself. You got the Paris, you can't sell the Paris because we want the Shishabel to have Paris. But got to be the usage of the Parah, that's not such a Rabbach Beis, I guess. Rabbach Beis is only the actual eating of the Paris, that we want there should be more food around the house, everyone should be happy. But Lagabe, the usage of the para, that doesn't stare so much Rabbach Beis, and that's the two truths of Matthias, whether or not the husband needs her. But either way, in both Ritz is Pashit L'chaira that Avada you had to get his permission, and the Shaila was what is her role in it? Not like the Maram that learns in Taisus, at least in the first Shaila Maram, second Shaila learns like I'm saying, but in the first Shaila he wants to say that we're talking about Taka Shloimer Tzainai, and yet it's Taka Shloi Kedin Shloimer Tzainai and Shloi Kedin, and she has no Rishus, and still there's going to be a parasha of Shaila over here. The Chayra, if it's Shloi Kedin, it's Geza, what Shaykh Baal of Eli? Right? Even though the Taisus Rid also didn't have such a tzad. So again, before I brought down Taisus Rid, that Shalom Isha means you borrowed from her legally. Yeah? And that's a chiddush, that the fact she has a kinyan go, that's enough. And that the Gazashi shared that it's legal. Just the bar, which is the proof the part of the Gemara, the case of Shalom and Isha, right? All the Rishonim are muttering over here. The Lav Dafki in the Gemara about him. Right? But the Taisus Rid himself, God in the beginning, has it sad to say that it's even Meganeva. He ends up saying not like that. But he has Dan Barichas, he has a strong sad to say that even if she did it Shalaikadin, she did it Shalaikadin, not only that, he has sad to say that she loaned it out Shalaikadin. Yeah, and she was mashil herself as well. This balavima, she went with the cow. Yeah, and the guy is gonna be popped out. It's balavima, even though, why? Because she's the mashil. Yeah, it's not even by ganav like that. Okay, anyway, but it's not even by ganav like that. A real ganav, right? Ruin steals something from Shimon, lends it to Levi, and he's balavima with Levi. Levi is going to be potter to Ruvain because it's Baal Vima of Ruvain, even though it's not Ruvain's cow. Right?
Does Levi know his fellow?
Let's say no. So the Machlokes
Friday. He thinks it's Baal Vima, so I mean, he took it all to ask Baal Vima.
So you see him there's not like, you see him there's straight, not like Machlokes Friday. Okay? That was Chish Machlokes Friday. And Machfayim was down by Ruchas Gedayla, whether or not the fact that he thinks, who cares? So Sefka Yerusha Yechayeva. Machfayim's a chiddush, yeah. And he's down. Rai is back and forth. It's not like it's pashtun.
Again, you never accepted
these Achayas. That's the case in Machfayim. I don't understand you. You know, you saw the Machfayim. You discussed the Machfayim. Yerusha Yechayeva. So you thought you bought this, so what? Shalos Chayim.
I did not give a Asha.
What?
I did that every time, I never figured it out. But
you never recall him. He's a Shayol. You're a Shayol? The Torah is you. Did you specify? You spoke it out? You thought. So you thought. You thought you bought it. And if a Shayol borrows something, and he thinks that a Shayol is only Chayim in Eva Veda. He's an Amoritz. Answer my question.
That's different.
Answer my question. I didn't tell me to answer the question.
No, but there okay. You don't know halacha. Here's that you don't know the situation.
What's the difference? What's the difference? Same thing.
What exactly, is exactly, the perfect
exactly same you're thing. Exactly same thing. I was not mechayev myself. Right. Okay. So now. So what's the Shaila? What's the Shaila Gemara? We say Kinyan Paris Kinyan Gupta Me Eilai, and then we'll skip the Shulch Shaladin business, and we'll say we'll go to the answer. Amalei Ravacha Breid of Avyal Ravashi Baal Pluk Der Bechel Shlokish. What's Mechay Yerechel Shlokish? Itma Amoich Esadla. So they look at the pair is rechna maybe the kaira shlokshama maybe in the kaira rechna maybe kaira king pairs king good dummy shlokshama maybe in the kaira king pairs lap king good dummy says Rashi king pairs shabal oichel pairs malug kikinya good dummy vahavu lei bailim shoyo venishal. I mean the baal is the bailim. Okay, that the Baal, I'm not sure you have to do that in Rashi, but Baalei Baila, there's the husband. I don't know why he's saying Baila. Anyway, I don't know. I think I can read Rashi. Baalei Baila, he's a Baila, which in the Gea, both the Shoyal and the Mishal. He'll conquer Parashaloi. So, either way, bottom line, what we're saying is that if King Perez King Aguf, so he's the Baila. And therefore, both regarding the Shoyal and the Nishal, it's considered Baal of Imoy if it's Baal of Imoy to him, or he is Baal of Imoy to the Shoyal. Why? Because Kin Perez Kin Gupta me. Now, the Dvoba here points out that he has a tzad, at least to say, that maybe Kinyan Peres Kinyan Guf doesn't really apply over here, both ways. Because if the Rav's bothered by a question, why did Rav Mechama think of this himself? Right? All Yishad Rav Mechama. Right? Rav Mechama asked all these questions. So why was he tied to the Mechalik Rav Ashlatish? Rav Mechama asked the Shaila, yeah? Shalom and Isha, yeah? Isha Shala. What role does the Baal play over here, Lagabe Baal of Iman? Right? So why did he think of saying that everyone knows Mechalik Rav Ashlatish? Can't bear it, can't do it, can't do it. What was the Shaila? Yeah, I was talking about what was the Shaila? The Karmaka Sama. So it's very interesting that Lamishim lo yada laha lahai plukta. Everyone knows Mechal Yerich HaShalkas, Kim Pez, Kim Gupta Mina. Ela, the Iyu Svile, the Dilma, Shani Hacha, L'inyin She'ela V'bailim, L'Yisagi lo an El G'shiesh lo Yischuz Gomer V'gup. Lamishim Kim Peris, Lemishum King Paris. I forgot to have a king go for Khomil Baumba. So Rav says, there's a tzad to say that maybe Lingin Shail Babailim, maybe King Paris going to King Gov is not enough. Maybe Lingin Shail Babailim, then you need King Gov Mamish. They need absolute Bailim. They need King Gov. It's not enough, King Paris. And it's interesting, we find something like this also. Have a Gemara Yavamas, please. The Taisus, in the beginning of the seventh parak in Yavamas, I'm sorry, not Saturday. Yeah, it's Saturday. Come on. Okay, Gazel. Rav Samach Vav. We're handling Gabe Achilas Truma for Avde Maluk. Then, as an Eved of a Kayin, eats Truma. Right? Just had that recently. Yeah? Right? Kenny Kaspay eats Truma. So what about Eved Malug, Avde Malug, Nichsei Malug? You have an Eved who's Nichsei Malug, does he eat Shuma or not? So the Mishnah says, Avde Malug lo yeichel b'shuma. Yeah? Dr. Isvis, no, I'm sorry. In, what? In the case when she's a chalala, because of Tumah Malach and Gadol, where the marriage was be'isser, so in other words, like this, she can eat chumah, so her Eved can eat chumah also. But in the case where she can't eat chumah, being the husband, she can't eat chumah, because she becomes a chalala, and now she can't eat chumah, now it's a male, the husband, as the fact that it's nichsei maluk, that's not a reason itself to eat chumah. That what you were... Fine, say it. That's... What's the idea to me is more than the second part. Yeah, Zot Ha'isvah is, I feel a man yama. Kinyan Peres, Kinyan Gufdami, Again, Taisa says that this that our sugya is taylo lagabe b'shel b'bayim kinyan peretz kinyan guf. In other places in Marmi Nagarech and Shlakish, lagabe lagabe Kurim, lagabe other things, right? Right, we'll see Rashi soon. But Zaktais says that doesn't mean that not every issue is going to be totally that. Not every issue of bailus is going to be totally that if you all can't pass king on gold and someone has king parents enough to have that din. Right? Zaktais says, Gabechil is Chuma, evil can't pass king on gold, the Mishnah here. The Mishnah says that the Eved Malub does not eat Chuma. And Tais is medamit to the case of Shem V'ayin, right? The Gemara Bava Kama that Tais B'Yos brings down, because over there, Gemara before that. Here's the Gemara Bava Tais says. That by Moshel, the Gemara is like this. Gabe Nichsei Malug. Yeah? Gabe Nichsei Malug. Let's say you have Nichsei Malug, Ever Nichsei Malug. There's a halacha of Shein V'ayin. What's the din of Shein V'ayin? If the master pokes out an eye or a tooth, the Ever goes free. Okay? So now, Gabe Nichsei Malug. Who's considered the master? Who's the master? Who's the master? So the Gemara says, "Where was that machlokes? Where was that machlokes? Where machlokes? Machlokes tenoy. Pani chod. Avde melug yoytz b'shem ba'ayin leisha, avloy leish. V'tani idach loy leish v'loy leish." If she pokes out the eye, according to the first Tana, Ever goes free. If he pokes out the eye, the Ever doesn't go free. According to the second Tana, the Ever doesn't go free, regardless who pokes out the eye. Yeah? And the Gemara debates back and forth what is the Sharish of the Machlaikis.
But if each poke out an eye, okay, that's what you said.
Gemara says that I don't know. Kitzer, if one of them does it, then according to one of them, if either of them does it, they according to one of them, they don't go free. And Gemara wants to say, the machlekes is whether you hold King Paris, can you look dummy or not. There's an important Gemara for what we're going to see soon also. Yeah? So what meaning? Man Dhamma Kim Paris Kinyagov. He holds that neither of them it's going to work. Neither of them is going to be them Shanai. Man Dhamma Kim Paris Lav Kinyagov, then if she does it, he goes free. But not if the Baal does it. So, one second. Is Mandamir Pkin Paris Kinyagov? Right? Neither of them has Din of Shein V'ayin. One second. Pkin Paris Kinyagov. So, then if the Baal pokes out the eye, Ever should go free. Right? Elamai Zaktais. What do we see? That sometimes. Kinya Paris, even in the Mandam Kinya Guf, it's not considered enough bailus. And therefore Zaktai says, who I did, Lagabe Chilas Truma. That Kinya Paris, Kinya Guf, is not enough Achilas Truma, you need Kinya Guf. Yeah? And not only that, Taisa says, let's go on to say, but let's say you have a Kinyan Guf without Kinyan Peiris. So Taisa says, then you might be able to eat Truma. Yeah? Now, so 1 second. So, but just I want to point out one thing. If we already have the Gemara Bava Kama open in front of us, that means, but the Mandamet says, can you pay his lap, can you go? Then she's considered the owner, and there's din of Shemayim by her. Mandam, can you pay his Kinyan Guf? But what does the Kinyan pay his Kinyan Guf accomplish? It knocks out her schos, right? It shteres her bialas. It's not enough to make him a bialan, but even if it does, in a situation of Shem Ayin, where it's not enough to that he should be considered bialan, but it's enough to knock out her bialas, to shter her bialas, and she's not considered a bialan. Right. So this point is a very important point. We're going to put it on the side for a minute. Akamavidishvi. So the Ritval here on its side to say, Delgabe Sheil v'Bailim. Maybe we need a super duper rishos. It's not enough of Bailas of Kinyan Peiros Kinyan Guf. Ron Machama was Mesupik. Bein Lamandam Kinyan Peiros Kinyan Guf. He wasn't automatically titled in the Machlaikas, the Nalga Man of Machlaikas, Kinyan Peiros Kinyan Guf. That may not. At the end, we are being tired. We held not. Both ways, says Ritva. Maybe it's a sign of Kinyan Peiros Kinyan Guf. Maybe the Baal's Kinyan is not enough. Lagabe Bailam. Inam Yipcha. Atul Lamandam Baal Kinyan Peiros Lav Kinyan Guf. L'inyin ha, but Kinyan Peiros have a Kinyan Guf. Why? Kivan should Ika Shail Sapar any other Peirosel? Says with Vat, it's a tzad faker also. It's a tzad to say that Shail Bailim, you need more Bailis. And it's a tzad to say, but Shail Bailim, you need less Bailis. Why? Because since Saif Kosaif, what are we talking about? Too much Shail, right? You're loaning out the cow. Right? What are you giving the person? You're giving the person Kinyan Peiros. So Meir Lagabe Shaila, the one who has the Kinyan Peiros, even if Kinyan Peiros lap Kinyan Guf, but Saif Kosaf, he has Kinyan Peiros. Right? So maybe he's considered Lagabe Shaila Bailam, maybe he's considered the Bailam. Why? Because Bailas, Lagabe Shaila Bailam, is totally in what you are lending out. What is being loaned out? What's being loaned out as a Peiros, Samela, we got who's considered a Bailam, maybe it's totally who's the owner of the Peiros. That was Roy Muhammad's suffering. He didn't go jump automatically, boom, ho, Kinyan Peiros can't go. No. Racha Bayankin, whatever it was Paishit, Racha Bay Ravida, Ravavia, said, no, it's Tal Machai, you're not going to slap. So now,
does the request say in Shita whether he holds it that the wife needs rishos? Does the request say whether the isha needs rishos or not?
The Ritva said before that that's pasha, the isha needs rishos, yes. Why is that relevant here? The Ritva is the one who says like we sanitize this. Umayr kishol midas habal. The loy ain't kan shayla, ain't rishus liish lashila. The peri the baal ninu, alvadik the amaran. Vod not kashal manish. The loy mesh kashal man baal, but rots an isha. Right? What's the chiddush? Hashmir and Afka the peri the baal. Still, he needs rishus. And there's a svar of Rav Beis. Okay. So, b'kitz of the gemara, the shayla over here. Whether or not the Baal being the owner of the Peiros, is he considered a Baal Lagabe Shail Babai. So over here, we have a very big machlokes with Rishonim. How does this sugya connect to the sugya before? Because here we have a situation where there's some type of shufis over here. And before the Gemara was Masopik B'chal, whether it is the Sheil of Bailim when by one of the Shutfim. But the Sheil of Bailim by one of the Shutfim. And over here, the Shutfim is between the husband and the wife. He has a Kinyi Perish, she has a Kinyi Aguf. So if you look at the Raivin and the Shita, and the Ritvah brings it down, then when the Gemara says, is the Baal considered the Bailim over here? Isha Shalom and Isha of Nishal Baila, or Isha Shalom and Nishal Baila. Is he considered both the Mashal and the Shoyal? Magami Shoyal of Baila. So, it says the Raivin, even outside, you want to say he's considered a Bailim, but that's just to bring it up to level of the sukkah before of Shutfis. And that is a suffix before. A Shutfis is a suffix. Maybe you need Kulei Shoyal, right? Maybe you need Kulei Shoyal, Kulei Bailim. So, Mela outside, you need Kulei Shoyal, Kulei Bailim. And by shutfis doesn't help. A shutfis shasholu, yeah, doesn't help to be well being by one of them, even gabeha. Or shalom mina shutfim doesn't help you borrowed one of the shutfim because it's not inikulei bailim, right? So then over here, if you're that sad, then this whole gemara doesn't start because he didn't want to say that pkei peres kei aguf and the bailim is the baal is considered a baal. Kesayif Kesayif doesn't take away from the fact that there's a shutfis over here. Kesayif Kesayif, she has a Kenyan Aguf. Kesayif Kesayif, she has a Kenyan Aguf. And therefore, we say that Al Atzad, that by shutfis is a problem, then this whole Gemara is a non-starter. Al Atzad, that by shutfis we say, you don't need Kulei Bailim, you don't need Kulei Shol, at least the Gabe half. So then you'll have that child over here. Right? Yesh appears, she said, Hakaima, Kishtim Tzaloyim, but Loibina, El Palga, the Shoyal Palga, the Bailim, Kinyi Peres, Kinyi Guf, Dami, Vareh Baal Kishutif, Vika Palga, Mias, Oidil Malaf, Kinyi Guf, Dami, Vilek, Afil, Palga, the Shoyal, Vilek, Palga, the Bailim, Kinyi Peres, Lav, Kinyi Guf, you don't even have Palga, because Kinyi Peres, Lav, Kinyi Guf, means the Kinyi Peres doesn't even make you into a Bailim Machal, says the Raivit. You're not even considered a Shutif. You're not even considered a Shutif. And therefore, the Sheil of the Baal, the Baal being Sheil to the Baal, or being Sheil to the Baal, is totally irrelevant. The Ritva argues, and Ritva says no, that the two Sugis have nothing to do with each other. And the two Tzadim and Ar Gemara could go Bein lefi netzad, they need kulei baal and kulei shoyal. Bein lefi netzad, they don't need. Says the dvar, near in dvar. The ha'is asya bankishnim slayim agave shutfin. The bein and kulei shoyal. Oy, the salagile, sagilam bepalga shoyal. Vachim bailan. Kinyan peiris, kinyan guvdami. Ukisha nishala baila, oi nishala baila, hare kan kule shoyal, the kule bailim. If you all can't pay his king aguf, then he's the prominent owner. Then he's the ikar owner. And if I carrot, and we say that she's not considered a shutif b'chal, because king pays king aguf, so it's like he has the guf and the pays. So Mela, the fact that technically, she owns a goof. That's irrelevant. And his kinyan peiris overrides her kinyan goof. And he's considered the only bailim. So bein legabe balavimai. He's the bailim legabe balavimai. Bein legabe that you're working. You know, work for him. Yeah, you're gonna work for him. It'll be pat legabe. No, the shayla before of shutfis. Idilma fakert. So it's double or nothing. If you all came Paris Kinyan Agov, then Fakar, her Kinyan Agov is not a gay bakhlah. But if you all Kinyan Paris is Lap Kinyan Agov, Kinyan Paris Lap Kinyan Agov, so not only is he not the Iker, but he's nothing. If Kinyan Paris is Lav Kinyan Agov, he's not even a Shutev. A Shutev is Nafka when they're both Shutvim in the Guf and the Paris. A Shutev is when they're Shutvim equally. They're both Shutvim in both, in the Guf and the Paris, like a regular Shutvim. But a Shutvim of Kinyan Paris and Kinyan Agov, so that we don't say there's a Shutvim over here. If Yochim Peres Lav Kinyan Agov, then his chus over here is insignificant. His chus is insignificant. Why? Because Kinyan Peres Lav Kinyan Agov Dami, and she has Kinyan Agov. And Lagabe the Shem Baal, Lagabe Baal of Imoy. Who's called Baal of Imoy? That's Tali in Kinyan Agov. And if Yochim Fakar, if Yochim Peres is Kinyan Agov, then he's considered the only owner. That's what Rebbe says. Now, if you look at the Mugiyasev, so we have the Ravid on one hand that says that even Al Atzad, that Kinyan Peres is Kinyan Agov, that just makes it Shutvis. Right? That just makes it Shutvis. And that is a child before. What's the Meshutfas? Kinyan Peres is Lav Kinyan Agov, then it's not even Shutfas. Alright? The Dva says that if Kinyan Peres is Kinyan Agov, then he's the only owner. If Kinyan Peres is Lav Kinyan Agov, then only she's the owner. Not much like the Ravid. Muki Yosef has a pshar over here, it seems. Mugyesu says, like this. Avahashta Shabala Para Nishal. Lekarka she'ein ishal malog. He learns it right by isha sheshala for the nichsei malog, and the bailim was nishal to the husband, but he's not nishal to the nichsei malog, because then we'll be shel bailim, says Mugeis. Elma is nishal to the baal on his other in all other areas. She'ein ishal malog. What's the shaila? Im Kinyan Peres is Lav Kinyan Agov, Dami Nimsa Sh'eino Nishal L'Shoyo Kuloi V'Av Asafik Hilel. If Kinyan Peres is Lav Kinyan Agov, then it's totally Gemara Shaila before. Now the Mugeis is saying if Kinyan Peres is Lav Kinyan Agov, it doesn't mean that the Baal is not a Shutev. Even if Kinyan Peres is Lav Kinyan Agov, so if Kassar, the Baal is Kinyan Peres, he's a Shutev. At least he's a Shutev, they Shutev Loi Yitzanu. Minimum, the husband is a Shutev. So if Kassar, he has Kinyan Peres, he has a Kinyan, Kinyan Peres is a Kinyan. It's Lav Kinyan Agov, but it's a Kinyan. So at least he's a Shutev. If at least he's a Shutev, then he'll be told in the Marashayla before. Not like the Ritva and the Ravid who both say that if Kinyan Peres is Lav Kinyan Agov, then he's not a Shutev at all. Now the Mukherjee says no. I would say it makes sense like that. Saif Kosaif. He's the one that's getting Kinyan Peres. Technically it's not Kinyan Agov, but Kinyan Peres is a Kinyan Peres, right? It's a Kinyan Peres. Kinyan Peres. He has a Kinyan, so Chari, at least he should be a Shutev. And if he decided the Gemara that by Shutev, you don't need Kulay, Shutev is enough. Oh, he should also be at least half. At least the guy we have. Here he says, but Vimkin Paris, Kikinya Govdami, Nim Tzadika Shel Babylon, Upatil Gamri. So here the Megazer says that outside the king of Paris is Kinyagov, and then the pshat is that who's considered the Bailim? Only the Baal. And then we don't say that the fact that she has the Kinyagov makes her at least a Shutev. If Kinyan Peres lav Kinyan Guf, so she has the Guf, but the fact that he has the Peres, okay, he's Lisa Shutta. But if Kinyan Peres is Kinyan Guf, in the Mukia Yisuf, he says, it's not a Shail of Shutvis. Then he's the principal owner, and it's all Tali in him. It's all Tali in him. So Chari, the Hesber is, and then we don't say, she has a Kinyan Guf. If she has a Kinyan Guf and he has a Kinyan Peres, the Kinyan Peres lav Kinyan Guf, we say it's a Shutter. Right? We don't say that's for sure nothing. We say it's Talmud Marashah before. But if he has a Kinyan Peres and Mandam Kinyan Guf, then we say that her position here is irrelevant. And it's all telling him. He's the Gansa Baila. So the Chayyad Pshat is that if you all compare Kinyan Guf, then that sort of knocks out her Bailas. Just like we saw, right? We got a Shem Ba'ayin. Right? Go compare Kinyan Guf, then. Even though we need Kinyan Guf, she has Kinyan Guf, but the Kinyan Peres Kinyan Guf knocks out her Kinyan Guf. So it seems that Mugesif, that's going to be the Hezbro over here. We'll see Mishnah tomorrow. Maybe it's not so posh what I just said, but by Shem V'Ayin, because we're going to have a problem. But just for now. We'll say that. And in other words, the site is that if Kinyan Peres Kinyan Guf, then him having the Kinyan Peres Kinyan Guf, or anyone that has Kinyan Peres Kinyan Guf, then that overrides the Kinyan Guf. Because if you have a Kinyan Peres Kinyan Guf, then the Kinyan Guf is insignificant. So in other words, therefore, it's all telling the Baal, if you're that side of the Gemara. If you're not Kinyan Peres, lav Kinyan Guf, the fact that he has Kinyan Peres makes him at least a Shutev. But the other way, the fact that she has Kinyan Guf is irrelevant.